Well, hello everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle here on May 21st, 2013. Yes, it's the day after that big Uranus Pluto square became exact on May 20th, and this is the 6 month period I was referring to in my webinar, which hopefully all of you were able to watch, and if not, the actual good video will be up on a private page on my website, hopefully by the end of this week. And I say hopefully because my webmaster lives very close to where that tornado hit, and I haven't been able to reach her since she supposedly got back home late last night. I don't even know if she was able to get home. So we have a little bit of Uranus-Pluto snafu just in terms of getting the webinar, which talks about the event, up, which is sort of ironic. But there you go. So, but it will be up shortly. And meanwhile, I know some of you have been having issues with the GoToWebinar video that was posted on their site. So I apologize for that. But if you were able to watch either the live event or the actual recording, you know that there's so much going on. And I basically gave a forecast for all of you individually based on your sign and based on placements of three very, very important planets, of course, Pluto, Uranus, and also Saturn. So what I wanted to do today is just briefly let all of you know where those three planets are in your chart, just in case you had some issues finding those planets in your houses. So I will go over that shortly. But I do want to just briefly mention that this moment in time is incredibly intense, and I'm sure you've all have been feeling it in one way or another, whether in your own life or vicariously through a life of someone who's close to you, in terms of just big decisions. Now, this is, by the way, not necessarily negative or positive. It is basically what is necessary for your growth, so don't take it as a time where things just fall apart. It really is not. Things can literally come together during this time, but no matter what it is, there's a great awakening happening. So an awakening to things that have formerly been suppressed. So I just want all of you to know that it's okay if, you know, it's actually good if you're feeling overwhelmed in some sense, because it means you are being up-leveled. You're actually moving to a new level now. You are being expanded in a major way, spiritually and emotionally, and also abundantly. This is all leading to opening you up so that the abundance can come and envelop all parts of your life. And as you know from some previous calls that I've told you, it is so important that all parts of your life are cleared out this year in 2013. The abundance comes when everything is addressed. And so this Pluto-Uranus square is ensuring in the fifth month of the year that the rest of the year, the rest of these months are filled with beauty and joy and ways in which you can share your love, share your abundance, share your compassion. And so it's breaking open those parts of your life that need addressing. So of course, many unexpected events are occurring, including that horrific tornado in Oklahoma, which unbelievably could have been, they say, 2 miles wide, which is quite unbelievable. So, you know, that is a wake-up call for all of us to really pay attention to the things that really are important in our lives and make sure that we are all, you know, in a way, the focus is so strong right now that when we hear about an event like this, it allows us to get our ducks in a row and get everything lined up the way we feel it needs to happen. So your intuition actually gets heightened in times where there's a perception of danger in the air. Our intuition really heightens during this time, and that's why tension is so important for growth. And so, in a sense, all of us are feeling it in different ways. I mean, I'm certainly feeling it in terms of, you know, just being able to get this video up, obviously, having that issue in terms of work. And, you know, my work is actually growing, which is wonderful. But one of the personal things I'll share with you that happened to me is that my daughter this morning, very early morning, left on a several-day camping trip to the outer islands, the Channel Islands, off the coast of California. And so what happened was is I was inadvertently taken off the email list that was supposedly sending, you know, all the information to parents in the days leading up to this departure today, with all the pertinent information about, you know, how long the hike was from the ferry once they reached the island, and what they, you know, how much they were allowed to carry, and what they weren't supposed to bring, what they must bring. I didn't receive any of those emails. I just received the initial email, which had some information. I thought that was all they're sending out. So late last night, I realized, I won't go into how I realized, but I realized that I was missing some very important information, and that's when this all came to light. So to make a long story short, I had to scramble last night to get some things together for her so that she, of course, would be comfortable and not felt, you know, uncomfortable. And as it was, there were certain things I couldn't do that late. And so I know she'll have a very difficult hike today, but from the ferry to her campsite. but other than that, she's covered. And, you know, this is, as a mom, I'm just telling you this story, this personal, little personal story. This came up yesterday. I wasn't surprised it came up. I understood the energy surrounding this whole time period we're in now. But, of course, it was still frustrating because you want your child to be fully enabled when she's 10. So I wanted her to be okay, feeling good, not feeling any peer pressure for not having certain items, and you know how it is. And, of course, I wouldn't be seeing her or hearing from her for a few days because they are in a very isolated part off the coast of California. There are absolutely no phones. There's no houses on these islands, so that's just plain camping. So, and then, you know, this whole thing with my webmaster, Suzanne, being caught in this whole tornado itself, living not in the neighborhood but pretty close by. She's not in Oklahoma City, but she's in Oklahoma. I'm sure she has relatives there, and she was traveling home to Oklahoma late last night. So all of that is something that it's not a big deal for me, but I'm feeling it in other ways as well, in very wonderful ways. And it's all been leading up to, you know, this moment for us to just release, accept. For example, if you're in a relationship, let's say, because this whole year is about your family, your close friends, and your close relationships. So if you're in a partnership relationship that needs to break up, it will really pull on you now. You will really feel like you have to do the move on. I mean, it's just, in a way, there is no choice but to go through whatever you need to go through. As hard as it may be, you will feel like that's it. I've got to do it. Same goes for getting together with someone. If there is somebody who you really do feel like, wow, that person is for me after all, or there's a new relationship that really feels truly remarkably wonderful and brand new. Remember, we're in an 11-month right now too. So if any of that is happening, go for it. Also, there are many, many people who are feeling the abundance shift right now for them. And that also is part of this period because Uranus and Pluto are bringing forward movement. Uranus is very much about the future. And, you know, Pluto is about power. So that does involve the empowering feeling that you get from being able to receive something in return for something you give. So that would be, as an entrepreneur, a product or a service. So, you know, the empowerment, the forward movement, the excitement of Uranus, you know, that all of that are activated as well. The thing is that it can happen in the midst of other tension that's going on. So it's just a matter of not feeling overwhelmed by everything that's going on right now, right? I know that's easier said than done because we're all feeling it on some level. But, you know, if you can get some extra rest, if it's possible, I highly, highly recommend that. You know, I highly recommend self-care all year long. Self-care meaning massages, acupuncture, reflexology, whatever it is you thrive on. In a six universal year, all of us need self-care. We need to make sure we take care of ourselves. It's very important, actually, for our health. Six does govern your physical health as well. So please make sure you are paying attention to your nutrition and health and exercise. And then, you know, the other thing is that when Saturn joins the picture, which Saturn is in the picture, and I will go into your placements in a moment in your charts where this is all happening, there is a seriousness that also happens. So taking life seriously in a particular area of your life is going to really, really help you get through this period. You know, so wherever Saturn is, you want to pay attention to that as well, and extra attention in terms of taking things step by step and seriously and having a plan. Okay, so having said that, let me just go into your charts and just let you know where the planets are. So, by the way, there is an eclipse on May 25th, and that actually is a very important moment as well. So I want to also look at that for all of you. So May 25th, the eclipse is in Sagittarius, and it really it's at 4 degrees. So I'm going to place that in whatever house it is for you. But you know, just pay attention to this day as well, because it's coming up soon. It's the 21st now. And for some of you, it's already the 22nd because you live in New Zealand or Australia. And you just want to make sure that, you know, 3-4 days from now, you pay attention to this area as well. So the eclipse for Lieselot happens in the sixth house, okay? So this is on May 25th, and Lieselot, the sixth house, is about creativity and children, so your children, your creativity, your self-expression. Those are the three keywords, how you express yourself, okay? So that eclipse will want you to focus, or you'll need to focus on that area of your life. So that would mean anything relating to play, adventure, speculation, like gambling, like taking a risk, right? Even romantic relationships, if that's what you're looking for, this eclipse will, for the next year, activate that area of your life. Now, just remember, eclipses, because, you know, this is actually a full moon eclipse, but it's not just a full moon, it's an eclipse. So when there's a full moon, the effect in your house, wherever that house is that the full moon takes place, will last around a month. When there's an eclipse, the effect lasts 1 year. Okay, so for Lieselot, this area of your life will be activated for a year, the one I just described to you. So it's basically about your having fun with your creativity, your self-expression, and the beauty around you and your children, okay? And also the romance is also in the air, if that's what you're looking for. Lieselot, for you, Pluto is in the eighth house, and Uranus is in the 12th house. So when you get to watching the video, I want you to look at those descriptions for those two houses, okay? So the 8th house for Pluto, the 12th house for Uranus. Okay. Roxana. And by the way, just so you know, Pluto and Uranus, this is lasting for a while. So whatever houses I give you, just pay attention to those. This is literally not just for now. They're at 11 degrees right now in the 11th you know, universal month. So it's a very, very important month now to look at these houses in these areas. But this area of your life is going to be affected through 2015. So just bear that in mind when I tell you where they're located, okay? Okay, Roxana, your full moon, which is for Sagittarius for all of us, full moon eclipse is at, let's see here, where is your Sagittarius? 10th house. Okay, so the 10th house, I know you're in Numerology Academy, so I don't really need to go into this very much with you. You know the 10th house is about your career and your profession, so that's really going to be on the front burner now for you the next year. Any responsibilities you have, your reputation in the world, your standing, the contribution you give, your material success, right, and your identity, how you're carving out an identity. Are you a numerologist, an astronumerologist? What are you doing? You know, looking at all of that, looking at authority figures in your life, paternal figures as well. And, you know, if you have a boss, which I don't think you do, it would cover that as well. So it's really your attitude towards the responsibilities that you have in your career, okay, and focusing on that, and your desire to achieve something, your sense of destiny. This is the, in terms of numerology, this is the destiny part of your astrology chart. So that's where your eclipse takes place. As for where Pluto, I'm sure you have found your Pluto Uranus. Let me just do it for you one very quickly. The second house would be Uranus, and the sixth house would be Pluto for you. So you can look those up in the May 15th webinar, which is, the one that was, you know, the Prosper in 2013 webinar. So let's move on to Sarah. Sarah, you have the eclipse in the first house. Now, that's a very personal house. It is the most personal house there is because it is all about you. So this next year is going to be about how you feel about yourself, the image you project on others, the impression you make. It's also about starting new things, right, because it's the first house. And it's how you relate to your immediate environment, so the clothes you wear, how you feel about yourself, your general outlook on life, how the clarity of your purpose, moving that forward, okay? Literally, this eclipse happens on your ascendant because your ascendant is at 1 degree Sagittarius, and this eclipse on May 25th of 2013 is at 4 degrees Sagittarius. So this is pretty important, very important one for you. It really triggers the most important part of your chart in terms of the houses is this area, the first house, because it's all about how you feel. Okay? All right. And again, any questions you have, please get on the line and press *6 and get in line because it's really important to look at this or make sure you're on the next call in order to ask me anything you need to. I didn't give you Pluto, and I didn't give you Uranus, so let me do that real quick. Let's see, just looking at your chart. Okay, so Uranus will be in your fourth house, Sarah, and Pluto will be in your eighth house. So make sure you look at those houses in the Face Your Fears and Prosper in 2013 webinar video as soon as my webmaster Suzanne gets it up on the secret page. Okay, let's look at Steinar. Okay, Steinar, let's see here. The eclipse on the 25th of May occurs right on the cusp for you. You have a pretty small 10th house, but it is in your 10th house. So everything that I told Roxana applies to you. This is about your career, about moving forward. And again, remember, this is for the next year. So there will be an extra attention focused on your career. Your career area of your life, you will be really magnified for you, okay? And that would also include, aside from your social standing and reputation and material success and the position you have, it would also include authority figures or your boss or your paternal figures, So, you know, though they will be instrumental in your life, or they will, you will be paying attention to them as well. Okay, your desire for achievement is really strong. This is your house of destiny. So that is Steinar. And then, oh, your Pluto and Uranus positions are, let's see, find Aries. Okay, second house for Uranus for you. So look that up in the webinar. And let's see, where is it? Where's Capricorn? Your chart is so interesting, the way it's laid out, the pie slices. Let's see. So Capricorn for you is here. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I can write. Okay, Pluto is in the first house and Uranus is in the second house. Basically what Steinar has is his first and second house take up more than, it's about a third of his chart. And so he has very small third, fourth, fifth, and sixth houses and very large seventh and eighth houses. And then very small 9th through 12th houses. So it's just the area he was born in Norway, very far north. So the pie slices are fascinating to look at. So your first house is the biggest house of your chart, and that's where Pluto will reside. So look at that in the webinar, and then look at the second house for Uranus. Okay, we have Leanne. Leanne, you have the eclipse is on May 25th for you, is in the ninth house. Now, that is the house of education and higher education and beliefs, your beliefs and spirituality and philosophy and long-distance travel. So if you have any trips planned, if you want to investigate other cultures, please do so in this next year. It's a wonderful opportunity for you. Please take other courses. You know, educate yourself. Go online, go wherever you need to go to expand your horizons on that level. Very, very important time for that. This is about you discovering your personal truths, so your inner philosophy, your spirituality. It's also, if you wanted to publish a book, perfect for that. Ninth house covers that. So, that's a very wonderful house, actually, in many ways. Its natural ruler is Sagittarius, and which is governed by Jupiter. So it could be a very joyous time for you in many ways. Of course, that's also dependent on what else is going on for you, which would require, you know, a full reading. And so, again, any all of you who want a full reading during these calls, just let me know so I can prepare for that. I did not receive an email regarding any full reading requests for this call. So, if any of you want me to cover you next call, I can do up to 3 people per call. So that would be June 18th. We can go into what's happening for you. Okay, so now we're going to look at Leanne's Pluto and Uranus placements. So again, this is very important for you to check out on the webinar. Let's see here. Your Pluto would be in the 11th house, and your Uranus would be right on the, literally, gosh, way at the end of the first, but going into the second. So I'm going to say the second for you, because your second house starts at 11 degrees Leon. Your second house, and you're in Breckenridge, Minnesota, which is very, very born there. So you're very far north as well, which is why you have those large houses, first and second houses. Very interesting. So that placement right on the cusp there means it's a very potent placement for you, for Uranus, and you want to look that up, the second house, which is the money house. So lots of changes happening there, lots of freedom happening for you, change and freedom and exploration, and then Pluto, like I said, was in the 11th house for you. Okay, so look those up on the webinar videos. Okay, so let's go to Shari. Let's see here. So your full moon eclipse is at, where are you? Oh, it's in the 8th house. Oh my gosh, it's right conjunct your Mars in the 8th house, whoa, that's a pretty major eclipse. And Mars is conjunct your Venus in your natal chart, in your birth chart. So, boy, this is a big one for you, really big one. This is really going to activate, first of all, you know, 8th house is about transformation. It's about your attitude towards crisis and change, your sexuality. You know, it's about money or anything owed to you, whether there are tax issues or money that will come to you or money that people owe you or you owe and somebody else. So it's other people's money and you, your relationship, right, to money in that way. This is the house of regeneration. I find this the most fascinating house in the whole chart. So your instincts and desires to form deep bonds is extremely strong, and it will be for the next year. Wow, that's a very potent placement on your Mars, especially because Mars would be the male, and your Mars is conjunct your Venus, and that's male-female together, right? And then here we have an eclipse, right, on your Mars and Venus conjunct. So your relationships to males and females, obviously intimate ones, are very much going to be activated. If you're looking for a partnership, this next year would certainly bring you somebody who you feel deeply connected to and also very sexually connected to, because the 8th house is the house of sexuality. Right, it's all the hidden issues. That's why I love this house. This house covers, you know, death and rebirth, and sexuality, and money, which are the sort of secret topics that people just sometimes don't want to talk about. So for you, it's going to be definitely out in the open, and for you to connect with those. So being aware of your life and what you're contributing, right? Your connection to spirituality, your connection to the angelic realm, your divination arts would be very important for you right now. Looking at life after death, if you're reading any books like that, that would make total sense. It's really an exciting moment for you, big time, especially considering this Uranus-Pluto square is happening at the same time. So that's a biggie. Okay, so for you, let's look at where is that Uranus-Pluto happening. Let's go check that out. For you, it is the 10th house for Pluto. Okay, so Pluto is in your 10th house, will be for a long time. Pluto moves very slowly, so that's definitely being activated now by this square. So, of course, that's all career issues, as I said before. So you know now what the 10th house means. I've discussed it a couple times. Then your Uranus is in your, oh, wow, another big one. It's literally right on your ascendant. Your ascendant is 10 degrees, 42 minutes. This Uranus is, you know, the square is at 11 degrees, 14 minutes. So it's conjunct. Your Uranus is right on your ascendant right now. So this square is activating your career and you personally. How you feel about yourself, everything relating to pressing the restart button. This time for you, Sherry, is very, very potent. It's more potent even than for us who are not feeling it as strongly as you are in terms of these placements and having conjuncts. Anytime planets that are eclipsing or planets that are in a big, big major event like this Pluto-Uranus square, anytime these are conjuncting any part of your chart that is important, which the ascendant is the most important part, it really, really will be felt. So if you're feeling especially stirred up and overwhelmed and excited and, it's totally okay. I don't want you to, you know, freak out about it or anything. I want you to just take advantage of this energy because it really is there for you to do whatever you want. I want you to make lemonade out of lemons and take it and move forward because this is an extraordinary moment for you. Okay? Okay. So let's see. Lisa, final one. You have the eclipse in your 9th house. It literally is on the cusp. cusp of the ninth, so going from the eighth to the ninth, but it's in your ninth house. So, boy, that means for you, higher education, learning a new modality, educating yourself, long-distance travel, traveling, even if you can't, by the way, the long-distance travel thing with the ninth house, if you cannot travel, that's okay. You travel spiritually. You travel mentally. You go other places in your mind. So this long-distance travel is just for expanding your horizons. It's meant to culturally awaken you, to awaken your spirituality, to awaken your connection to the unseen. The ninth house is all about learning about the higher realms, the higher education, okay? So it's all about personal growth. It's about exploration, really, I should say, exploration, and looking at your beliefs and figuring out which beliefs just no longer work anymore. Okay, so it's about morals as well. And if you want to learn a foreign language, it's a great time to do that as well. So, and if you wanted to write a book, great time to do that. This house also covers communication, so commercial communication as well, so online communication. So it's good for that. I forgot to mention that earlier. So, yeah, this is exciting for you because I know you want to move forward in that area. And so this eclipse on May 25th will absolutely trigger that for the next year for you. So you can really move forward and grow in that area, okay? And then Pluto and Uranus, those placements will be, let's see. So Pluto will be in your, wow, okay, 10th house. That's career. So, boy, what's going to happen is everything that I just said about the ninth house is going to be applied towards your career as well. Because, yeah, that is, wow, that's a very interesting placement. Yeah, Pluto is definitely in your career house. So everything in your career is being transformed now during this time of the Uranus-Pluto square. And then Uranus would be in the second house. It's in the second house, I think. Let's check. No, sorry, excuse me. Uranus is in the first house. First house, that's about you. So you are totally changing from the inside out. Everything is shifting. Everything is moving forward. Forward. You know, Uranus is the forward moving planet, Lisa. So everything about you is changing, and you have a new future. You have a new outlook on your life, and that future may feel a little bit rocky right now. You're not quite sure of it. It's tense because of this square that's going on, but it's definitely shifting. So you're going to be focusing a lot more on career and yourself right now and moving forward in that regard. So I hope that all makes sense to you. Okay. I just realized I didn't go through the Saturn placements, and so I just want to make sure that all of you know where Saturn is in your charts. So let's see. So Saturn right now is in Scorpio. So I want to just find that for all of you. So for Lisa, your Saturn, and by the way, just go to the webinar for this description, okay? Your Saturn is in the eighth house. And I believe I may have discussed this with you already. For Shari, your Saturn is in the seventh house of relationships. For Leanne, your Saturn is in the eighth house. Steinar, your Saturn is in the ninth house. Sarah, your Saturn is in the 11th house. And let's see, Roxana, your Saturn is in the ninth house. And then Lieselotte, your Saturn is, it's so hard to read your chart. Where is Scorpio? There we go. Your Saturn is in the sixth house, which is also where your eclipse is. I mean, your houses are so big. Your sixth and 12th house are so big that a lot happens in those houses for you throughout your life. Those are the main houses, sixth and 12th, and then also the fifth and 11th. So your focus really, because those houses are so large, are on those particular houses. So it's important to really understand what they mean. So in terms of your sixth house, I'll just, you know, guide you through that. It is the house of your daily life, your daily environment, where you work. It's also about self-improvement, your health, your nutrition, your attitude towards exercise and food, your attitude towards your coworkers. It's about your daily routine, how you go about your day, what your responsibilities are during the day, and what methods you use in your career. What methods? What techniques do you use? That's very important for you to really develop those skills. This is the house of skills and the development of skills. So that house is really being activated for you as we speak. Okay, so. Boy, that was a quick reading for all of you. And then, like I said, you'll have to refer to the webinar as soon as it's up again. And for all of you who can watch it on GoToWebinar, I'm grateful for that. It was put up there for a reason, and I just didn't realize so many people would be having technical difficulties. I hope some of you are able to watch it as we speak now. So just to close, it is just very important to stay in the moment, to not allow the events around you, whether it's on the media or whether it is a relative or friend or just a colleague or a neighbor who is in crisis, not to let that take you off balance. As harsh as that may seem, it's actually better for everyone when you are in balance and able to stay calm and be there as somebody who is not, you know, taken aback and thrown off kilter by these strong currents that are coursing through everybody's life right now. And just also remember that this energetic frequency that is so powerful and empowering right now is truly there for you to recognize what you did not want to recognize. And that can be anything. It is neither good nor bad. It is literally what it is. It is the truth. The truth shall set you free is literally what's going on. And as the truth sets you free, as you allow it to set you free, as you act towards what the truth is saying to you and not ignore it, you will feel more and more liberated because Uranus is the liberator. Uranus brings freedom. Uranus brings a great joy about the future. It is the most forward-looking planet out there. I love this planet. It's my favorite planet because it is about innovation. It is about breakthroughs. And it is about the thrill of being here, right? So, and then Pluto, on the flip side, is allowing you to break through those nebulous areas of your life that you haven't wanted to look at, those subconscious areas that you didn't even realize were there, right? That's what Pluto is bringing up. So the combination of the two, as you can see, is extremely potent. And the last time that we had this kind of square was in the 1930s when everybody's life completely changed. There were great power struggles, of course, when you look at Stalin and Hitler and that whole thing going on. That's a worldwide thing. But the literal lives of people was, with the Great Depression and after the, you know, roaring 20s, we got the 30s, and nobody really wants to remember those, but actually some people did really thrive. In fact, the most millionaires ever were made in the 1930s. So in a sense, what's happening is it's not a bad time. It's a time to confront issues. You know, if we don't confront them, then we will follow leaders who are corrupt. But if we do confront our issues, we will rebel against that. We will not put up with what's going on. We will say absolutely not. So that is really the choice that you have on your plate right now about not just those bigger issues, but more importantly, your issues in your life, the issues concerning you personally, concerning your career, concerning your children, your parents, your marriage, your partnership, the place you live, and your future plans. All of those are, you know, totally up there. And of course, the general theme for the year is abundance. So clearing those issues out really, really with a good plan leads to tremendous abundance creation. Okay, so I hope this call was helpful to all of you. If you have questions about it, I will answer them in our next call on June 18th. Again, please get in line for an in-depth reading. I really enjoy doing those. And make sure you, what would be really good is if you email me a few days before. That way I can get, you know, my memories triggered and Irina will forward it to me and I will remember to create that reading for you. Okay? So all my love to all of you. Happy May and happy beginning of June and happy eclipse. This is the third straight eclipse, which, again, adding to the intensity. And the beginning of summer will be happening a few days after our next call. So spring, enjoy the rest of spring if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. All right. All of you have a wonderful time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.